Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the true God. We love the Lord our God and King. Everywhere we go, in all that we do, we can honor God. We can do our best. We can do His best. See, when we receive His word and do it, we put something in motion that cannot be reversed by Satan, the world system, or the will of man. And Satan knows this. He's afraid of it. Satan is very fearful. He's afraid of people loving God. He's afraid of Christians who operate according to God's word. He can't stop them. And when you live the light of God's word, when you live by God's love and wisdom and purity, His holiness, you expose the world for the lie that it is, because everything works in harmony with God, which is better. And people are designed by God. They're made in His image, and they have a natural desire for the things of God. That's why babies, if they die prematurely, and for some of the parents that they have, they're better off if they do. But nevertheless, if they die, angels, they're around the love of God, and they love God. God don't have to cast little children into hell. But the enemy is trying to deceive children at younger and younger ages. There was a man on the radio who used to teach this. And he was faithful in saying that the enemy is trying to deceive our children at younger and younger ages. Now, when I came about, I was born in 63. So there was a woman that didn't want prayer in schools anymore. And see, our nation is very strong because it was Bible-based. There were people that did study the Word of God, and it shaped our culture. But once World War II was over, and people had factories and they worked every day, after World War II they had more factories. And so they started making things and making life a lot better because they were working. And people were positive because they had the word. They knew it was very important to take God at His word. They just went through a terrible war. And war was sobering people up. When you don't know what's going to happen to you, when you don't know whether you're going to live or die, or get bombed, or burn out, you don't know what's going to happen. After that war, there was a generation that took God serious. But see, by the 60s and the 70s, this was post-war. And people were eating. And they had jobs. The American dream was on the rise. A family would have a house and two cars. And people quickly forgot where they came from. This is nothing new. In days of old, Israel had a war about every 40 years. And we need to remember God. Darkness is not your friend. The world system is not good for you. It seeks to disrupt everything that God stands for. And the Lord is moving by His Spirit. He's looking for people who will love His ways and do His word. Just like we have to decide to love God, we also, my friend, we have to decide to hate darkness. We have to learn to hate the darkness of this world. Isaiah chapter 60, the first verses reveal that there will be a darkness that will cover the earth. But see, God's true people that love Him, they will cling to Him. You have to decide of your own free will that I hate darkness. Now, when I learned from Charles Capps how to confess things, see, confessing things can reinforce your will. You can shape your will. You don't have to let your will run by itself. Sometimes people think that that's just the way I am. I have to get people told. You don't have to do anything. You can control your emotions, your will, your level of integrity. All that can be controlled by loving God and hating darkness. You can't trust to hold on to darkness. The darkness of this world is deadly. We need to follow the path that God has laid before us. And we need to obey Him. We need to seek Him and understand. But when we follow things that's not right, our lives can't work right. And God can't do what He wants to do in our lives. As we go forward in Him, doing the things of God, you'll see your life progress, and your children will see you praying and reading God's word. I saw my dad writing sermons. I saw him living the life. He didn't write a sermon then go fuss at my mother. I never saw him argue. If they had any disagreement, they talked it out. And you know, when I came about, they were older and wiser. Now, my sisters, I don't know how, you know, when people are younger, they don't know everything. They made mistakes. But when you're older and wiser, you know, you're more calm, cool, and cool. That's what I grew up seeing. So it's possible for anybody to have the love and wisdom of God. And they were very wise people, in my opinion. And so it gave me something to hope for. I wanted a marriage like they had. I wanted the harmony that they had. And I wanted the love that they had. And it didn't take long to realize that every girl won't want the same thing that I wanted. So I tried to find somebody that wanted the same kind of things. Billy Graham even said, if you want to have a good marriage, first you got to marry the right person. And that don't always happen like you want it to, but it can happen. And I had hope because I saw how my parents were. They sacrificed. They did what was necessary. Now, long story short, when you love God and you operate according to His word, His harmony, His ideals, His best, things happen for you in a greater way. The darkness, you can see it for what it is. That's a blessing all by itself. To be able to see darkness for what it is. Sometimes people trust darkness because they were raised a certain way, or they believe a certain way. And the enemy know how to give false teaching. It takes a long time to undo false teaching that you did receive. It takes more light to overcome it. You have to overcome bad example and false teaching. It's not against the people. People do what they're used to. It's hard for them to come out of bad deception and bad understanding and false teaching. It's hard for everybody to come out of false teaching. That's why if you live the love of God, your love speaks volumes. Your love is anointed by God and speaks volumes. In a world where things are not right, But those who love the world system, who love the world system, who trust the wickedness, they never study the word for themselves. They're not trying to learn anything of God. They're trying to get over. Some people put their energy in learning how to get over. Preachers sometimes put their energy in how to learn to get over, how to sway the crowd like a politician. And this is not of God. If you do this, it won't work. And it takes a long time to undo what was done. It takes a long time to undo the unnecessary things of darkness. And once people make decisions, a pattern happens after those decisions. So darkness is, all forms of darkness is very detrimental. If you put good things before your children, they have something to aspire to. You can encourage them. They trust you better because they see your life is working. When you love people, some people are so low down, they'll try to take advantage of you. That's where the wisdom of God comes in, to protect you from people who want you to co-sign, people who want you to do their work, people who want you to give you their money for nothing. You have to learn wisdom against this, and you have to teach your children wisdom against the darkness. Laziness is a darkness. If you get away from lazy people, you're blessing yourself. Lazy people will bring you down. And they need to learn to do their own work. They need to get hungry so they'll start working for themselves. Lazy people are skilled at getting other people to do their work. They are very witty and crafty about it. There are times I walk through the shop and some mechanics will get under a car or truck without the wrenches they need. They did this job many times. So instead of walking nearby, I walk away from them so that they'll get out from under, they get their own wrenches and tools and things like that. Because some people operate in a lazy way. And then there are mechanics that never get under there without what they need. And they're not trying to get people to do their part. But it's important to go forward, not backwards. You can't control people. Once people get something in their heart, that's what they'll do. Whatever it is. See, once things are put in motion, they're in motion. The good, the bad, whatever. But emotions can be controlled. Patterns can be controlled. The things of God can be lived out. And some people, they avoid the darkness and their lives are better off. They watch, they live with their eyes open. And most people that I know are not foolish. They think. The world system has no problem getting you to do its business, its work. Good people act like that. I mean, when people want to be lazy or intrusive, sometimes they're good-hearted people otherwise, but they didn't weed that darkness out of their life. And laziness is a death. When the Lord gave me definitions, I said, "Lord, what's going on with laziness? What's a laziness?" He said, "Laziness is a death. It's a dying way. You're not contributing to life. You're taking other people's progress." And God never meant for that to happen. Some people desire to be rich so that they can relax and do what they want to do at other people's expense. But that's not God's way. That doesn't mean that you don't get a chance to retire or have a vacation. You know, there are no extremes in the law. However you build and shape your life, that's the way you can do it, the way you want to. Some people live moderately and they save a lot of money so that in their latter years they don't have to do the things that they used to. They can explore things that they want to do. You can map out your life. If you're in control, if you can control your emotions, and you can control your destiny. If you can control your will, you can decide, hey, I'll do this. I'll make so much money out for this portion of my life. I'll buy a house I can pay for, and then I'll start a business, and I'll explore this business adventure. After I get a few things that I need in place, after I get my children out of school, I'll work this job till that happens. I have so much paid for, and I'll save so much money, and then I'll start a business at a more convenient time that I can focus on it. But see, if your emotions are all over the place, and you can't control being angry, and you can't control your frustrations, none of that's going to work right. Somebody's going to always get on your nerves, or you'll be too afraid to do things. All the negative darkness, you can avoid it. You can hate it, and then you can do it God's way. And as you do things God's way, you can go forward. Nobody can stop you. Whatever you try to do, Satan's going to try to interrupt it and stop it. But guess what? You can tell Satan he can't do it. You have full authority over Satan and all his power, all the way down to scorpions and snakes. I'm talking literal scorpions. If something poisonous bites you, you can claim immunity. I do it all the time. And you start with God, you start with where you are. This is not just a possibility, this is your heritage. If I get bit, if I feel something bite me or whatever, I say, I immediately claim immunity over it. I say, nothing shall by no means hurt me. And I can feel where it bit me, and then it'll stop bothering me. Now, you may be out in the woods one day and get bit by a viper. Now, you really need to be skilled at this. If you have the faith and you claim immunity, the venom won't do you any good. It won't harm you. Just like with Paul, he shook it off in the fire. He was able to walk by his faith, and he had to, because Satan was always trying to kill him. Sometimes some people have to learn to live by faith. They don't have modern conveniences to fall back on. Thank God for modern conveniences, doctors and hospitals. We got helicopters, we got ambulances, we got everything you need. If you get bit by something, they can get you to the doctor, and you know, high chances are you'll survive. But you still have the heritage that Paul had. You can claim immunity. When I first received the Holy Spirit at Blaney Ruff's house, his son was in a band with me, and his mother was full gospel. And I received the Holy Spirit at that house. So I went to that house for a meeting. You know, they had a church service one Saturday. And they just having a fellowship. And I went, we sang songs, and somebody preached. And Keith's uncle had a heart attack. And here I am, a Methodist Christian, learning about the Holy Spirit. This man's having a heart attack, and they just gathered around and prayed for him. Nobody called an ambulance or nothing. And he's having a heart attack. And then he stopped having a heart attack, and they said, well, give him something to eat. And he did, and he was fine. They acted like it was normal. Out in Bradford. I said, well, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. Nobody called an ambulance. But they did what was necessary. They prayed, and the man is still alive. Well, the last time I talked to Keith, and he was still fine. And that was about half a decade ago when I ran into him. Nevertheless, when you learn God's word and you do it, you can live out your heritage. You can do the things of God. And God loves us. He cares about us in every way there is. And he wants us to know him. He wants us to understand and go forward. And the darkness, you can hate it. You can learn wisdom of God against all forms of darkness. And you don't have to get bit by the serpent. Satan does his worst, but you can control what he does against you. You can stop him. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.